local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three of Pensacola Right Now. Happy Wednesday, one and all. Joe and Austin with you, keeping you infotained on your way home. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening. Appreciate it. 850-437-1620 is the text line. The traffic line is 262-6111. As we get started here with our top three stories on a busy Wednesday, President Biden praising the passage of the sweeping foreign aid package that includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
I hope that you and the Americans will feel the result of that help, a result to save Ukraine and Ukrainians.
And that from President Zelensky of Ukraine. Biden signed the $95 billion package today and says shipments of military aid already on the way as Ukraine and Kyiv is running low on munitions in the fight against Russia. Along with the passage of that now is the passage of the ban of TikTok, provided the parent company doesn't sell off the app. TikTok, though, says it will take legal action in trying to block that. The CEO says, rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. And there is precedent for them to believe that, as TikTok has won a challenge, including blocking a Montana law where they called for a statewide ban also back in 2020. Then President Trump tried to ban TikTok, and a federal judge ruled that that was unconstitutional as well. And the Supreme Court tomorrow will hear arguments on Donald Trump's claim that he has absolute immunity on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. The outcome could determine whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. That's a look at our top three stories today. Traffic and weather for the first time this hour. Here's meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
Beautiful outdoor weather continues into Thursday and Friday. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s to upper 70s with a little bit of a breeze out of the south. Low temperatures stay really nice for this time of year. We'll be in the 60s the next couple of mornings. Not too bad. The humidity comes up a touch, but we should be dry all through the weekend as we see Saturday high temperatures continue near 80 as well. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here from WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Austin, what's the story out there?
Well, luckily, it's a very short story, Joe. We don't have much going on the roads at this time. We still got some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That's what we've had basically all evening. And that is still the case, as I said. But outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. From pancakes to smoothies, almost everything is better with Florida blueberries. In season now, just look for Fresh from Florida blueberries at your local grocery store. Again, that's Fresh from Florida, Joe.
All right. FHP troopers today saying an infant girl has now died following a crash last night on West Jackson Street. It happened at around 10:30 at the Fitzgerald Street intersection. Investigators saying a blue sedan was backing out of a driveway and into the path of a black sedan driving westbound. The two-month-old girl was a passenger in the black vehicle. A crash investigation is now being taken over by the FHP Traffic Homicide Division. Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh today promising changes to the Bernito Key roundabout. He says in his 18 years of public service, it's been the issue that's generated the most anger among constituents.
Staff's going to bring me a plan to enlarge it, to make it of sufficient size that it works, like the one at the Pensacola Bay Bridge, right? That one works well. No one's complaining about that. No one complains about the ones in other parts of the country because they're built right. This one was shoehorned in. It was too small. Bring me a plan to make it big of a sufficient size, or bring me the plan to demo it and put a traffic light there.
That from his monthly coffee with the commissioner, Burgosh also announcing the rumble strips at the roundabout should be removed by Monday. He says until plans are finalized on how to move forward, residents will have to deal with the roundabout as is, but he is committed to fixing the problem long term. Also, as many as three lifeguards are expected to be on Perdido Key for the summer's beach season. That announcement from Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore.
We are going to have a lifeguard stand that we just recently bought. It's going to be delivered here at Beach Access 2. Sometime in the first week of May is what we're hearing. And then we'll put a lifeguard stand out there. We'll have two lifeguards at that stand at Beach Access 2. We'll still have our contingency at Johnson's Beach or some kind of hybrid. And then we're also going to have a roving lifeguard out here in a truck going to 1, 3, and 4, just roving through.
And Gilmore says that'll start Thursday, May 23rd, just in time for the Memorial Day weekend. The county purchased 3 lifeguard stands back in February for $244,000. Mayor D.C. Reeve says he's not terribly concerned after missing out on federal funding for the Pensacola International Airport expansion in this latest round.
The closer you are with a completed design, the more likely you are to get funded, right? If you know that there's some time. So our airport team's working hard and diligently on getting that design completed. It's not fully completed yet.
And assuming Governor DeSantis doesn't veto in the state budget, the city has $5 million on the way, which is a far cry from the estimated $70 million price tag. Still, Reeve says they are still working on the design phase and intend on being more aggressive for future consideration through the FAA Terminal Grant Program. UWF says they exceeded its fundraising goals during the 6th annual Day of Giving. It raised nearly $198,000 from over 1,200 alumni, students, parents, faculty, staff, and friends of the university. The fundraiser was held April 18th during UWF's Founders Week, an annual 24-hour online social media-driven fundraising initiative. So good news there. We'll take a break here at 6:18, getting our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Spring into action, make your way to Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from wild game, Wagyu tomahawk steaks, ribs, chicken, to quarter-pound colossal hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and lots more. At Costello's, you'll get the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies. Don't forget to pick up your favorite wine at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, 8190 West Fairfield Drive. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now, taking a look at state and national headlines this segment, also traffic and weather here in a couple of moments away. Joe and Austin with you, looking as we start in the state of Florida today. Governor DeSantis signing two bills related to hurricane protections. One bill adds $200 million to the My Safe Florida Home program to harden houses against hurricanes.
The bill prioritizes seniors through the application process, because we understand many are on fixed incomes and very well may have older homes.
And another adds $30 million to create a pilot hurricane safety program for condos.
And the trial for the prime suspect in the disappearance and murder of 13-year-old Madeline Soto is facing some setbacks. Stephen Stearns waived his appearance for a hearing this morning. A judge has agreed to push back his trial until August to give Stearns' defense more time to prepare. Investigators say they found footage on Stearns' phone of him sexually abusing Soto as far back as 2019. He has not been charged with the teen's death, but is facing charges for child sex crimes. Police say Stearns, who is the boyfriend of Soto's mother, was the last person to see the girl alive.
More school districts are bringing up the conversation about whether they should ban cell phones in schools. We talked a little bit yesterday about Pinellas County as they're considering outlining when students can and can't use them. Today, Broward School Board member speaking out, talking about the mental health that cell phones may or may not contribute to.
We've gone from a world in which cell phones were kind of thought to contribute to mental health issues to something now that the evidence is clear that it causes mental health problems.
And also in Hillsborough County, they have a we see it, we take it rule. To put it bluntly, if you are in any way, shape, or form supportive of a ban on cell phones in schools, you are a boomer, according to Austin.
Well, jokingly so, yes. But I've always heard about like the phones and mental health stuff. I don't know how it worsens your mental health. Now, can it be a distraction for you? Of course. Can there be like cyberbullying? Like, yes. But I think that has less to do with the technology, and I think it has to do more with the people using it. So I don't know. I'm like, it's like the whole video game argument. Like, hey, I use cell phones. I'm fine, at least by my own definition. Governor Ron DeSantis says suspending two Democratic prosecutors has made Florida safer, and he says this as both are trying to run for re-election.
I don't think people have a right to, even if you're elected, to just say there's certain laws you don't like, and you're going to go, you're not going to be prosecuting. Maybe somebody is young, so you're just not going to prosecute them for that.
Andrew Warren is running for re-election in Hillsborough, and Monique Worrell is running for another term in the district that includes Orange and Osceola counties. Both have denounced the suspensions and are also challenging them in the courts.
Yeah, and also the state of Florida says over 700 Americans have been successfully rescued from Haiti. The Division of Emergency Management began rescue operations on March 20th due to the political turmoil in the country. To date, the exact number of Americans rescued is 722.
And back to Broward County, the sheriff is firing back after the Florida Department of Law Enforcement recommends his law enforcement certification be suspended for 6 months.
Looking at this case, there's no way in hell I was going to compromise everything I've worked for and allow this to just be some slap on the wrist because they failed to do a thorough job in their investigation.
Quite a passive take there. Gregory Tony, sheriff, was accused of not telling the truth about a prior arrest and license suspensions on driver's license applications and police forms. He says the attorney general and an independent court evaluation have both concluded there's no probable cause and that he won't compromise his own integrity to settle the case.
Never met Gregory Tony. Know nothing about him other than just what we're reading here. Yeah. I think it's interesting that he is coming out with guns blazing, not necessarily saying, no, I didn't do this, but that they have nothing to prove that I did.
Yeah, that's ethically questionable, yeah, for sure.
National news. Oh, wait, we did do traffic and weather. Okay. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments in a case over whether Idaho's strict abortion restrictions conflict with a federal law requiring hospitals to provide patients emergency care. Idaho's law makes it a felony for physicians to perform most abortions except to save the life of the mother. The state's attorney argues it's up to Idaho and other states to regulate the practice of medicine. The Biden administration, though, says that it's unconstitutional and that the Federal Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act takes precedence.
Did we do traffic and weather? I don't think we did.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, don't worry. There's not much to mention anyway. Just that congestion we had on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. While there is still a little bit of backups there, it has significantly lessened.
All right, and the forecast, here's Joe Neubauer.
Another nice day expected for Thursday and really through the rest of the week into the weekend. High temperatures will be about 80 degrees Thursday through Sunday. Low temperatures, you'll notice, warm up as well. Next couple of mornings, we're only going to be in the middle 60s, so pretty pleasant whether it's the afternoon or the morning hours. Partly cloudy skies through the weekend, no major chances for rain. We do see the chances for rain come up slightly next week, but mostly dry weather through the next 7 days. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Continuing on with our national headlines, a bill allowing Tennessee teachers to carry guns is heading to the governor's desk. It allows for specially trained teachers to carry handguns in their classrooms. Parents would not know if their kid's teacher was armed or not. Mm. That measure passed the state house along party lines, only 4 Republicans voting against it. I think the hang up there, if it were me, and it's not something that I haven't really thought too much in, if I knew those individual teachers, you know,
yeah,
maybe that's
that would maybe make it better, but
I would think,
but the specification, but, yeah, of not knowing. The city of Baltimore is making some changes following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. Tomorrow, a deeper channel will be open to allow commercial ships in and out of the Port of Baltimore. The port was closed after the bridge collapsed back in March, but the new 35-meter deep channel will allow most vessels to sail into port.
Yeah. But on the other hand, going back to that Tennessee story there, you know, if you're on an airplane and you've got a federal air marshal on, you don't know who that is. But yeah. I mean, but again, you know, the argument's going to be, well, they're teachers, they're not, you know, necessarily law enforcement trained or, you know, federal agents or whatever. It says specially trained teachers. I'm not exactly sure what all that entails, but
my daddy taught me how to hunt. Yeah,
you know what? I think it's probably a little bit more involved than that.
Hopefully.
The city of Baltimore is making some changes.
Already did that one.
You did.
Yes.
Arizona's House of Representatives has voted to repeal the Civil War era abortion law. State Democrats successfully pushed through a bill that repeals the 1864 law that banned nearly all abortions. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it's expected to be passed early next month. Quick recap of the top 3 stories. President Biden praising the passage of the foreign aid package, $95 billion it's going to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. More pro-Palestinian protests breaking out on more U.S. campuses today, including the University of Texas at Austin and USC in Los Angeles. Tomorrow, the Supreme Court hears arguments on Donald Trump's claim that he has absolute immunity on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. We'll get a look at our sports notes coming up, health, business, science, news, some pop culture, entertainment, all that and more coming up in the second half hour on a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. As protests against the war in Gaza break out at college campuses across the country, House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke at Columbia University today, where he was highly critical of incidents where Jewish students have been harassed.
They should never have to confront such hate on an American college campus. It's such a revered institution.
Columbia is now offering virtual classes because of the unrest. Johnson and other Republicans are calling on Columbia's president to resign. The Supreme Court hearing a challenge to Idaho's near total ban on abortions. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden continues to seek protections for a woman's right to choose, especially if her life is threatened.
That is a commitment that this administration is going to continue to ensure.
The Idaho law does allow abortions in cases where the mother's life is threatened. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. We're getting a slew of earnings news this week, but there's also some important economic data to keep an eye on. That includes tomorrow morning's report on first quarter gross domestic product. Economists look for the report to show that the economy expanded at a 2.2% annual rate during the first 3 months of the year, which would mark a seventh consecutive quarter of at least 2% growth, the best streak in two decades. Lots of news out of IBM after today's close. Big Blue's first quarter profit topped expectations, but revenue was a bit shy of estimates. And the technology giant confirmed it will acquire cloud software maker HashiCorp in a deal with a $6.4 billion enterprise value. Shares of IBM are sliding 8%. After hours. Despite generally positive corporate earnings news, stocks ended the regular Wednesday session narrowly mixed. The Dow Industrial slipped 42 points, but the S&P 500 eked out a one-point gain, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite edged up 16. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. The Pittsburgh Steelers need to pounce on the opportunity to trade for San Francisco 49ers wideout Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk and George Pickens would be a fantastic receiving duo. Plus, the Steelers still have Pat Freiermuth, Najee Harris, and Jalen Warren. You add up all those weapons, and there's no reason why Russell Wilson or Justin Fields can't make the Steelers' offense exciting to watch for the first time in a while. I'm Zach Gelb.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources, and Services Administration.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here, we'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. There's really only been one problem to report on this hour, and that is Navarre Parkway, particularly if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But the congestion there has seemingly cleared out just about entirely. So if you're dealing with problems on the roads right now, they should not hold you up for long.
Another nice day expected for Thursday and really through the rest of the week into the weekend. High temperatures will be about 80 degrees Thursday through Sunday. Low temperatures, you'll notice, warm up as well. Next couple of mornings, we're only going to be in the middle 60s, so pretty pleasant whether it's the afternoon or the morning hours. Partly cloudy skies through the weekend, no major chances for rain. We do see the chances for rain come up slightly next week, but mostly dry weather through the next 7 days. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 6:38, and as the time, Austin, busy night in sports with more playoff action with the NBA and NHL.
Yes, that is correct. We had both an NBA doubleheader and an NHL doubleheader start at 6 o'clock. The NBA went on TNT. Heat at Celtics underway right now. It's going to be followed by Pelicans at Thunder at 8:30. Let's see our score check. Why are you not showing me the score? Okay, here we are. Wow, the Heat kind of got beat up in game one, but they are now tied at 20. No way, they're not tied. They are beating the Celtics 28-25 at the end of the first quarter, so that's a good start there. In the NHL, however, let's see what we got. If I can find, I could have sworn I had this up. I am so sorry. How unprofessional of me. In the NHL, the Bruins and Maple Leafs are on ESPN right now, tied at 0 in the first period there, and that's going to be followed up by Golden Knights at Stars at 8:30. You're also going to have the Kings at Oilers on at 9. You can catch that game on TBS. Some local scores here for the MLB. We got the Rays beating the Tigers 4-1, and we've got the Braves beating the Marlins 2-0. So that's some good local representation there. And then we've just got a couple of football headlines here. Former USC running back Reggie Bush is getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back. He lost it in 2010 after the NCAA imposed sanctions on USC for infractions, including Bush receiving improper benefits. And the Heisman Trust told ESPN that the reinstatement comes due to enormous changes in the college football landscape. And then as for the NFL, Detroit is bringing back a pivotal piece of their offense in historic fashion. The Lions agreed to a 4-year deal with wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown for $120 million. The $77 million guaranteed in that is the most for a wide receiver ever in a single NFL contract. St. Brown has been Detroit's leading receiver in each of his first 3 years in the league so far. And they also re-signed offensive tackle Penei Sewell today, so they're keeping that offense high-powered for sure.
Yeah, no doubt at all. And of course, about 24 hours and 20 minutes from now, the NFL draft getting started.
And as you said, though it is somewhat delusional, you said that when the Bears draft Caleb Williams tomorrow, they will take the NFC North from the Lions. That's it's just a matter of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited, of course. And if you're interested in, you know, if you're out on the roads, maybe not home in time for the start of the draft, we have it over on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, I believe, with the ESPN radio feed. So.
And I didn't go out of my way to mention the whole Caleb Williams thing. I waited for you to mention it because I only report the truth here, Joe. We are journalists.
Right, that's right. Tell me about what truth bomb you're about to share.
No, what I was saying was I only covered the truth, and the Bears taking the NFC North from the Lions ain't true. That ain't going to happen.
All right. 641, we can put like a pizza bet on it or something. Oh, wait, you can't have pizza. Never mind.
I can have pizza. It just depends on the time. I recently had a flare-up, so I'm doing better now, though. Thanks for asking, by the way. I'm doing better now, so but maybe. Yeah, sure, pizza. We'll put pizza on.
All right. Over 131 million people live in areas of the U.S. with unhealthy air pollution levels. That's according to a new report from the American Lung Association. That's an increase of 12 million compared to last year. The pollution in these areas can raise the risk of things like lung cancer, asthma, and pregnancy complications.
And airlines will soon have to give refunds for both canceled and excessively delayed flights.
Yes, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg here.
When the bag gets there hours and hours and hours after you do, at a certain point, that becomes really an unfair practice if the airline still took your money for checking it in the first place.
Yes, the Department of Transportation announced the rollout of the new rules Wednesday that call for automatic cash refunds if a flight is canceled or delayed for more than 3 hours or 6 hours for international flights. Refunds of checked bag fees will also be required if a passenger's luggage is lost and not returned within 12 hours. The Department of Transportation is giving airlines 6 months to comply with the new rules.
A nationwide health alert has been issued for certain ground beef products that have a potential risk for E. coli. USDA says 5 and 10-pound beef patties and chubs from Greater Omaha with a freeze-by date of April 22nd may have a strain of E. coli that is known to cause severe intestinal infections in humans. No one, as of yet, has reported being sick by the products. They were shipped to restaurants and retailers across the U.S.
And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suing the Federal Trade Commission over its banning of the non-compete agreements. The FTC voted Tuesday to block new non-compete agreements and require employers not to enforce current non-competes, with an exception for senior executives. Business groups argue that these agreements are actually necessary to protect their intellectual property.
And there's also a new report that can tell you if you're still earning enough to be considered middle class. Finance site Smart Asset analyzed data from the Census Bureau and the Pew Research Center to determine the middle class salary range in all 50 states. The national middle class salary range is $49,271 to $147,828. So congrats if your household falls in that range.
I was about to say, congrats if you're on the high end of the middle class range there. Speaking of working class, millions of salaried workers in the U.S. will soon qualify for overtime pay thanks to a new rule. The Department of Labor is changing the threshold under which salaried employees become eligible for overtime. The department estimates that an extra 4 million workers will qualify for OT once the rule is implemented in January. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue said the move will restore the promise to workers that if you work more than 40 hours in a week, you should be paid for that time. Just about 6:45 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. Only problem we've had so far this hour was Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that has seemingly cleared out. However, we do have some minor congestion in that immediate vicinity still if you're traveling eastbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. But once again, that is not too severe. So outside of that, there shouldn't be much holding you up.
Beautiful outdoor weather continues into Thursday and Friday. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s to upper 70s with a little bit of a breeze out of the south. Low temperatures stay really nice for this time of year. We'll be in the 60s the next couple of mornings. Not too bad. The humidity comes up a touch, but we should be dry all through the weekend as we see Saturday high temperatures continue near 80 as well. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here from WEAR News.
All right, very good. Let's see what else we got going on. Did we do the non-compete one?
Yes.
Okay, we did. All right, pop culture then. Taylor Swift's new album is prompting a lot of people to check out and I guess want to refurbish and restore old-fashioned typewriters thanks to a song in her latest album.
We saying catch the wave and come join us. Disconnect from that digital world and reattach to the manual and mechanical.
That business owner says since the hit song came out, he's been getting a steady stream of calls with most of the people inherited their grandparents' machine and now they want it fixed up so they can use it. Swift sings about a breakup with her boyfriend who comes to retrieve his typewriter from her apartment.
Call me old-fashioned. I always thought typewriters were cool. I am one of those people.
I think I've used one once, maybe, or not even used, but yeah, I
just toyed with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that my grandma has one, and it is messed up. Most of them are after just years and years of usage. But I don't know. Yeah, I think it would be cool to try it out, but I'm not going to have Taylor Swift talk me into it. Tickets for the IMAX documentary featuring the Blue Angels are now on sale. The film is exclusively in IMAX theaters for a week before making its way to Amazon Prime. The film opens on Friday, May 17th.
Yes, and I will be there 7:45 on Friday the 17th. I couldn't wait. Had the
Are you flying solo, or do you have
your wife? My wife's coming with me.
Good, good.
Yeah, dope, nice little date there. We'll see if Tanner is going to be joining us.
Double date.
That's right. But yeah, no, I was super excited on the AMC app. I am no longer a Stubbs member that I had the monthly membership because I just don't see movies that much anymore, but I was going to go to this one. So yes, I was the first purchase of tickets in the theater on that showing. So I got smack dab in the center right there looking at the big IMAX screen. So I'm very, very excited to see that.
Mm.
What else do we got? Anything else? Oh, yes, the Loch Ness Monster. There's another search for that. Here's Bree Tennis with more.
NASA says they'll join in with the latest search for the Loch Ness Monster. Last year, one of the biggest searches for Nessie captured loud underwater noises and several potential sightings, but nothing scientific. This latest search will take place on the 90th anniversary of the first photo of Nessie, which has been proven to be a fake. But there have been nearly 1,300 sightings of Nessie since that photo was released. The new search is May 30th to June 2nd. I'm Bree Tennis.
And archaeologists say that they have found two perfectly preserved bottles at George Washington's home. They found the bottles filled with cherries at his Mount Vernon estate, and that's according to a statement from the property. The bottles are made of dark green glass and were sealed and upright when they were found under a brick floor that had been laid in the 1770s.
Yeah, very cool there. We'll take a break on that note. Back with some wacky stories, good news, and a recap of all of today's top stories coming up next.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do.
Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay. Especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning.
We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin wrapping up a Wednesday edition of the program with you. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your evening each and every day. Beautiful evening outside right now, and overnight it's going to be clear skies, low 60s, very nice. Weather moving forward with Joe in just a couple minutes. Final check of the roads for you as well. President Biden today is signing the bill that sends $95 billion in foreign aid to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. He says shipments to Ukraine are already en route. Along the lines of that, though, includes the ban or proposed ban on TikTok, provided the parent company doesn't sell off the app. TikTok CEO says, rest assured, we aren't going anywhere, and says they will take legal action. And there's some precedent for them winning legal actions when it comes to bans on the app. So we'll see how that goes. More pro-Palestinian protests are breaking out on U.S. campuses and more campuses, including University of Texas and University of Southern California today. And tomorrow, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on Donald Trump's claim that he has absolute immunity on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. So that's what's happening around the nation and world today. Here locally, a couple of important updates. A couple in Perdido Key. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh says that he is going to work to end what he says is the issue that's generated the most anger among constituents, and that's the Perdido Key roundabout. He says the rumble strips that were installed are too high. They're going to be removed, he says, by Monday, rather. And as for the long-term plans for the roundabout, he's directing staff to figure out the better and more cost-effective plan between two options. Either they make it larger or they remove it altogether and install a traffic light. Also, Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore announcing the tentative plan for lifeguards out at Perdido Key. He says starting Thursday, May 23rd, they will have a lifeguard tower at public access point number two, with two lifeguards there. A third will be roving between public access points 1, 3, and 4. FHP saying an infant girl who was involved as a pedestrian passenger in a crash late last night on West Jackson Street has died. That was at around 10:30 last night. A blue sedan was backing out of a driveway when a car driving westbound on Jackson Street collided with that vehicle. A two-month-old girl was a passenger in the black vehicle, and now FHP's Traffic Homicide Division is taking over that investigation. Austin, final check on the road, sir.
Well, it's anticlimactic, but that's a good thing. There doesn't appear to be much going on the road, so if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right, final check with Joe Neubauer.
Beautiful outdoor weather continues into Thursday and Friday. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s to upper 70s with a little bit of a breeze out of the south. Low temperatures stay really nice for this time of year. We'll be in the 60s the next couple of mornings. Not too bad. The humidity comes up a touch, but we should be dry all through the weekend as we see Saturday high temperatures continue near 80 as well. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here from WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. You have yourself a wonderful evening. Looking at our Wagyu stories making the rounds today. Austin, if you're in need of a good guard dog,
okay,
maybe this idea will tickle your belly. A company called Throwflame is selling a robot dog with flamethrowers attached to the head. That's right. It costs $9,400. Little pricey, yes, but just think, you'll have a robot dog with flamethrowers. So, you know, YOLO.
Oh, my Lord.
It's called the Therminator, and you operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control. It can shoot flames up to 30 feet, and the company says they're legal in all 50 states. So glad they've done the homework on that for us.
Yeah, I wouldn't let an idea tickle my belly, to quote you directly, even if I did like it. But I don't like this idea. I don't know. I'm surprised. I was surprised that this was legal. But as you said, it may just be a matter of there's nothing in legislation that, you know, is saying, hey, don't have guard dog robots with flamethrowers on their heads, you know? But hey, this is a sign of the times changing, and I'm sure the law is going to change too.
That's right. Laws are always reactionary.
Absolutely.
That's right.
A Belgian man with a rare condition that causes his body to produce alcohol is being acquitted of drunk driving. The condition is called auto brewery syndrome. His lawyer told Reuters that it's another unfortunate coincidence that her client works at a brewery as well, but multiple doctors have confirmed that he has auto brewery systems or syndrome. So, what do you know?
I did not know that was a thing until today.
Me neither.
Georgia woman stuck a fork in her relationship, literally. Cops say near Augusta, they were called to a domestic dispute. When they arrived, they discovered the girl had stabbed her on-again, off-again boyfriend in the butt with a fork. She told police she just poked his butt, but he described it as a full-on stabbing. He is doing okay. He will survive and has decided not to press charges. So.
Yeah, it hurts to sit for a bit, probably. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it is assault. I mean, you know, I guess with a deadly weapon.
You know, depending on how she's a real pain in his butt.
Oh, you're a good one, buddy. But yeah, decided not to press charges. I think that's fair enough.
Hope your knee didn't hurt too much from the slap you just gave it there.
Some good news really quick here. A Girl Scout in Pennsylvania named Chloe Britt organized a prom dress giveaway on Sunday and collected over 150 dresses plus shoes. She's only in fifth grade, but decided to do it after she found out a girl she knew couldn't afford a dress. A seamstress volunteered and did free alterations
as
well.
Very cool. An annual contest in Belgium where people try to do the best seagull impression. Here's a 9-year-old British kid named Cooper. He won the under 18 group with a near perfect score, and he dressed in a seagull costume to boot. I have a question.
What's that?
I have a question. It said near perfect score. What would have constituted a perfect score that Cooper was not able to get?
There's sticklers in every competition. These judges think they're all that. But I don't know. I mean, it was a pretty good impression. I just couldn't help but chuckle a bit because it's like, I said this about world records, and I'll say it about this. They will make a competition out of anything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, seagulls sound alike competition, I guess. But congrats, Cooper.
Yes. Well done, Cooper. All right, that'll do it for us here on a Wednesday. Back tomorrow, same time, same place. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. News Radio 92.3.